Good morning. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Touch Freeform Radio. I'm your host, Mariah Merlinite, the boss of Medium, and we are here for a special edition of Sunday service. Yes, that's right. Sunday service. It is a beautiful day. Oh, the heat is heating. It is heating. And guess what? It is a new moon in Leo. Welcome, August. Welcome, the Leo energy. And guess what we have coming in? We have the 8-8 portal in this week. So get ready, because everything we need to know, everything we need to get prepared for, everything that we need to manifest in our life right now to continue our further growth on this beautiful connective energy that we have we are here, and immersed in the angels. And I ask the angels to come here and help us. I ask the angels to come here and help bring clarity and help bring guidance and bring us to and uplift us to the most highest place possible, because we need the guidance. We need everything we need to know for the 8-8 portal coming in. The Lion's Gate portal that is here. It's very important that we manifest exactly what it is that we want and exactly from our higher selves. So before the 8-8 portal, it's a good idea to get really aligned with a spiritual energy within yourself and connect with yourself. And it's a really good idea to figure out what is it that you really want, because you're really putting it in there. We're putting it in there. We're putting the energy in there, and we're making it come to life of what it is and where we want to be and who we want to be. So yeah, stand by, sit tight. I'm here till 2 p.m. 1:20, we will do the inspirational speaking, and we will connect with exactly where we're supposed to be. Life is good and love is good. Thank you so much for your healing. Thank you so much for the life of spirit and the life of God that connects with you inside, with and without. We are here, and I'm so very grateful. So with this, let's start off with some Dixieland jazz, because it is a celebration. It is always a celebration of life, and we constantly need to be reminded by that.
dedication. Service workers, the vagrant came upon a plot shop, set it down, found vacant, he gon' make it into something better now. Born here, conversant in farmland, planted seven rows, will it ever grow? Heaven only knows, though he's hopeful, never boastful about the ethics, set it deep into the earth, work and serve all the rest, let it come or not. Hot summer, sun, bumper crop, overnight it's so some thought, now they talking that. What you really need to get this wind thoughts, getting all dear and strange. Better not be mystical, typically the criminals here they hang. Ain't nobody ever seen you cultivate, fake until you did. Take a lot to win a pot, wanna pay the rate, the stakes raise your bid. In a route with the men around here, about finna count a pound of cheese. Double down, you pretend to win the prize, otherwise bounce and leave. We don't care where you came from, since they won, seen the game construct, and we can watch it fall, fall, throw us, claim to save in the name of love. Nuh-uh. Bubble fizz, what the trouble is? It's hustle biz, what the trouble is? Couple kids, what the trouble is? My friend, tell them what the trouble is. Come on now. Trouble is, love don't want you, boy. See, trouble is, love don't want you, baby. See, trouble is, love don't want you, no. See, trouble is, love don't want you here. Not one to gamble, lit the camel, took a long drag, sat back and blew inside, he knew these fools had gone mad. Through the smoke, proposed to wage of tales, you can take my field, had you accept my station, they deliberate a deal. Coin turned for what seemed like eternity, so rest, some folks wrapped and fretted, while the peasant never broke a sweat. Confident he had him in the talisman's descent, by the time they shouted tails, he'd unpacked his bags and went. Best never try to test the bat, you wanna settle, better pay your dues. Better pay your dues. To the boss, you done lost your crop. You want toss, I take your food. I'll take your food. Better be going set about a keep on the boulevard towards the boat. Ever come back, get about a ton of that decoy down your throat. In the meantime, we find these five fools do quench our thirst. Ever pay, we make this way to convince some of these men to work. In the year, we supplement the income caught in the trap. We must be blessed. Best of all, that form is gone. Thank God for that. Yep. Double dip, the trouble is. Yes, hustle biz, what the trouble is. Trouble is, love don't want you, baby. See, trouble is, love don't want you, no. See, trouble is, love don't want you here.
Somebody with all your heart and soul, and you want to keep them with you, but you know they want to go. What do you say when you know they want to leave as bad as you want them to stay?
And there's nothing quite as sad as a one-sided love, when one don't care at all and the other cares too much. It's a sad situation, I must say, when someone wants to leave as bad as you want them to stay.
I love you, but I know you don't love me, and I know it's just a matter of time before you leave.
But how do I stand aside and just let you walk away?
But I know you want to leave as bad as I want you to stay.
And there's nothing quite as sad as a one-sided love, when one don't love at all and the other loves too much. It's a sad situation, I must say, when someone wants to leave as bad as you want them to stay.
want to leave as bad as you want them to stay. Hey.
Stranded halfway between Mercury and Pluto, Miss Frizzle and her gang of second graders have no way back to Earth until they remember that radio waves never die.
Keep your paw on that button, Liz.
Guided by the freeform stylings of WMFO, the Magic School Bus Gang safely makes it back towards Earth. To avoid future field trip mishaps and to help keep WMFO running strong, write a check to Trustees of Tufts College and send it to WMFO, Attention, Donation, P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts 02155, or give online at support.wmfo.org.
Hold that tiger, 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 hold that tiger. Where's that tiger? 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 There's that tiger.
Welcome back to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Free From Radio. I'm your host, Mariah Merlinite, the Boston Medium. And yes, we are here for Sunday service. And in this Sunday service, we are uplifting the vibrations. We are uplifting all things that need to be uplifted in the highest good, in the highest sentiment of our heart's desires. Connecting to our heart's desires. Connecting to the magical place. Call now. Opening up our heart spaces and saying yes. Saying yes to that place. We are saying yes to that beautiful, beautiful place. Inhaling and exhaling. Inhaling and exhaling. Inhale, exhale. This is the time where we go into inspirational speaking. All is good and well right here. And we're getting ready for the 8 portals. So I ask infinite spirit and the infinite light and the infinite connectivity of reception to come in. All that is good and real. All that is good and well right now in this moment. All that wants to be known. That is making ourselves known right here in this moment and right now. You see, we're entering to the Lion's Gate portal. And the Lion's Gate portal, this is all manifesting. It's all manifestation. It's all making our dreams come true and setting up our life for the next year. We're setting up a stream of our life for the next year. So what is it that we want? What is it that we understand that we need in Infinite Spirit? I ask you to be an instrument and be a channel and to please be here. See, we come into this time, into this evolution right now, and as in spirit comes with us and reminding us of who we are. See, right here, Infinite Spirit is here to remind us exactly about our infinite power. Anytime we're feeling in a place where we're stuck, where there is no movement, where we are not feeling like ourselves, and we are trying to understand the missing link, try to understand what is it that we need to let go of. This is new moon, we are manifesting, but right now there is a strong emphasis on letting go. There's a strong emphasis on detaching. There's a strong emphasis on letting the old self die in order to be able to be exactly who we want to be in this moment. So we have to understand, in order to gain, we've got to lose. In order to become more ourselves, in order to connect to more of who we are supposed to be right here and right now, we must be okay to cut our away from the old self. We must be a way to cut the old self. We have to cut away from the old self. We have to cut away from this place that is hindering us, this old place that doesn't serve us. We have to remove the place that doesn't serve us so the new thing can come in. What's the new thing that wants to come in? A new thing is happening right now, and a new thing wants to be a part of your life. A new way of being, a new way of carrying yourself in this world, a new way of interacting with the world around you, a new way of seeing through a new pair of set of eyes. You see, we take the old glasses, the old lenses. We've got to remove the old glasses and the old lenses, and we remove that, and we come here where we are capable of understanding the new self. And this is where the Infinite Spirit wants you to understand. Removing that place of stuckness. It's so important to remove the place of stuckness. Usually in time, a lot of things that we are stuck with and things that stick onto us and things that are on us that don't serve us, it comes from an outside entity. So think about, what are the outside entities that aren't serving you anymore? What are the relationships? What are the environments that are not in serving, that are not in service to your highest good? And what is the new thing that wants to be a part of your life? What is the new thing that wants to be a part of your world? What is the new thing that wants to be a part of your world in your life? Coming into contact and understanding what are the things that we're in. So when we think about the things we need to let go of and the things that we need to cut away from, what are the things we want to be a part of our life that is good? What are the things that want to be a part of life that's working? What are the things that are around you that are working right now? What are the things that are around you that bring you closer to creativity, that bring you closer to this place of being in your higher self? What are these places that bring you closer to your spiritual good, that make you feel free and expansive? What are the things that make you feel free and expansive that are currently happening in your life? So when we focus on all of those things and we give gratitude and we just say thank you, thank you, thank you, and we want more of it. We want more of what we already have. You're going to get more of that. That is the law of gratitude, the law working, and it's in effect. So we see these things that are in our life that are making perfect sense. We see these things that are in alignment. We see these things that are working in our evolution. So that is a signal. Those are the messages. Those are the signs and those are the answers bringing you closer to exactly the next door of something greater than what is. They are trails. They are an extension. They are the gift to lead you to more and more and more and more and more and more. Just imagine a tree. Imagine us being trees right now. And you start from the roots and you have this beautiful, wonderful, nourishing activity going on within your bark and in the soil and this connection with the ground and the roots and the leaves that are growing. So you see the strong leaves, and this could be the analogy to any plant or any tree, anything growing from the ground. And you see it. And you see this connection and you see the love and you see the magic that's happening. You see this. And you see the first leaves or flowers blossoming. You see the fruits of the labor coming in. And once you see it, you're like, oh my goodness, that's a mirror. That's a mirror of me, and I'm doing it. I'm doing the right things. So look into your life. What are the things that are working? Those are your leaves. Those are your flowers. That's your fruit. That's all the things that you put into the soil, the work you've been doing on yourself, and that has come to life. What are these things? So as you see them and you see these things peeking and you see what's in front of you, you say, well, there's got to be more to it. Yes, there is more to it. And the more you give life and the more you give love to what's in front of you that's already blooming and blossoming, the more you're going to get more leaves. Those trees, those branches are going to keep growing. Those beautiful flowers are going to keep blossoming. And soon you're going to have a beautiful garden. Soon you're going to have a beautiful forest. Soon, stay the course, because you're going to have exactly what it is that you want. But you must stay focused and you must believe and you must be willing to get rid of the things, the weeds and all those things that don't serve us anymore. It doesn't mean those things are bad. It means they are not in alignment of where we are going. They are not in alignment with our evolution. That's what it means. We have no more contracts with it. So we must move on and we must move forward and we must be okay with this. We must be okay with moving on and moving forward. Because those things we believe that we thought were part of our growth, those things we want to hang on to so much, the relationship, the job, the environment, the place you live, whatever it is, that is no longer serving you. We think they were a part of us, but we realize they were a part of understanding our growth and what it's time to move on from. They served us so beautiful, and now it's time to let go and fly. It's okay to say goodbye to the part that is hindering you. Sometimes we don't want to say goodbye to that part, the negativity or the hindrance or the blocking. They've been a part of us for so long. We're so used to it. We're so used to it that it is a comfort zone to know that that is a part of us. And once we remove it, all of a sudden, there is the unknown that comes in. And we must be okay and embrace that new unknown. Are you ready to embrace the new unknown? This is the week for it. This is the week, Infinite Spirit says. This is the time right now as the 8-8 portal comes in. As the 8-8 portal is coming in right now, this is the time to say, I'm ready to let go. I'm ready to say yes. I'm ready to be healthy. I'm ready to be my higher self. I'm ready to be my best potential. I'm saying yes. I deserve this. I'm ready. I'm ready to see God in the flesh. I'm ready to look in the mirror and say, yes, I'm God. I'm ready to accept my power. I am ready to accept the things about me that are so powerful. I'm ready to accept the things about me that scare me because they're so powerful and they're so light and they're so bright. I'm ready to love me. I'm ready to do the work for me. I am ready to put my foot into the steps of heaven, the stairway of heaven. I am ready for heaven. I am ready to live heaven on earth. I am ready for a walking paradise. I am ready to have all the things that I say that I want. I'm ready to have all the things that I say that I love. I am ready to have God in my heart. I am ready to be God. I am ready to reveal, and I am most of all, more than anything, I have the courage to love. I am ready to love. I am getting rid of the fear, and I'm going to love. I'm going to love. That's the place that I'm going to love. entering the 8 portal this week. My intentions and where I'm going, it's all through love. Everything that I have inside my heart, it's all through love. It is the magic of the now and the magic that is eternal and the magic that never goes away. It's the magic of all things that are bright and good and fun and loving and healthy. The healthy relationships, the healthy relationships, the healthy relationships, the healthy relationships. I'm growing my healthy relationships over and over and over. Healthy relationships over and over. Healthy relationships with God. Healthy relationships with other people. Healthy relationships with myself. Through this garden of healthy relationships, everything is possible. You hear that? That's what Infinite Spirit has to say. Through this garden of healthy relationships, everything is possible. And we remember this. We remember this. Thank you, Infinite Spirit, as I remember this. So as we remember this right now, we come here and we hold that message of spirit and we hold the channeling and we hold this within ourselves and understand you're ready for a better life. You're ready to stop sabotaging yourself and you are ready to say, I deserve good. I deserve to feel good and I deserve people who love me. I deserve to be around people who love me. I deserve to be around the people who love me the way I love myself. This is the infinite giving, the infinite channel of the unseen. Thank you, Infinite Spirit. Thank you. Thank you to the great unseen for hearing us. For those that love, it never, ever dies. That love is eternal and that love that flows through us, through spirit, through God. It's this oneness, this beautiful oneness that creates the entire solar system. Oh, it's that beautiful oneness. Holding hands together in a circle of protection, a white light of protection. We're all here. Whew, life is good. Rejoice with me. Rejoice with me. Rejoice with me. Thank you, Infinite Spirit and Infinite Presence. You're joining me. This is 91.5 FM, WMFL Medford Tubbs Freeform Radio. I'm your host, Mariah Merlinite, the Boston Medium. And that was our inspirational speaking for the day. Take that with you. Take that with the week. That is the intention to open up a space in your consciousness. Opening up a space of your consciousness and to expand everything that's going on in your realm, to have you switch paradigms and shift your paradigm, to be able to have this insight is so marvelous. To be able to have this insight is just, it's beautiful, as you are beautiful, as you are so beautiful, captivating and every angle. Ah, life is good. We must remember life is good. We always need to remember how good life is. Without the remembering of the beautiful world we live in, we cannot create from that place. Amen. So anyways, speaking of, let's get into it. Let's get into some more uplifting music. Here's the Beach Boys with Darlin'. Such a good song. This song actually, so Carl Wilson is on lead vocal. Carl Wilson does a phenomenal job. And if you hear this, Carl Wilson is very, very much inspired by Stevie Wonder. He does a lot. So he's made a multiple Beach Boys songs that do remind me a little bit of Stevie Wonder. And they've done a cover of Stevie Wonder before, but this, the way that they do this, it's very unique, mixed with that element of soul. And Carl Wilson was very, very connected with it. He loves soul music. So I hope to share this with you. It's a really beautiful, beautiful, uplifting, beautiful love song. And I love the Beach Boys and Carl Wilson, and I hope you do too. So stay tuned. 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Reform Radio. I'm bursting with love, and I hope you are too. This is my intent, is to send out all the love that I possibly can. Love you. God. Do you like that? I literally just rewound it because it's just so good. Sorry, I rewound it. Like, what DJ, what radio DJ just rewinds a song because it's so good?
Yeah. incandescent wired glow for the female of the species. Turn on the AC and the DC. This night could use a little brightening. Light up, you little old bug of lightning. When you gotta glow, you gotta glow. Glow, little glowworm, glow. Glow, little glowworm, glow and glimmer. Swim through the sea of night, little swimmer. Thou aeronautical boevil, illuminate yon wood's primeval. See how the shadows deep and darken. You and your chick should get to sparking. I got a gal that I love so. Glow, little glowworm, glow. Turn the key on. You are equipped with taillight neon. You got a cute vest pocket master, which you can make both slow and faster. I don't know who you took the shine to, or who you're out to make a sign to. I got a gal that I love so. Glow, little glowworm, glow.
Each morning, a missionary advertised with neon sign. He tell the native population that the civilization is fine. And three educated savages holler from a bamboo tree that civilization is the thing for me to see. But bunga, 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 I don't wanna leave the Congo. No, 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 no. Bingo, bango, bungle, I'm so happy in the jungle, I refuse to go. Don't want no bright lights, false teeth, doorbells, landlords, I make it clear that no matter how they coax me, I'll stay right here. I look through a magazine the missionary's wife concealed. I see how people who are civilized bang you with automobile. At the movies they have got to pay many coconuts to see. Uncivilized pictures that the newsreel takes of me. So bunga, 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 I don't wanna leave the Congo. No, 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 no. Bingo, bango, bungle, I'm so happy in the jungle, I refuse to go. Don't want no bright lights, false teeth, doorbells, landlords, I make it clear that no matter how they coax me, I'll stay right here. They hurried like savages to get aboard an iron train. And though it's smoky and it's crowded, they're too civilized to complain. When they got 2 weeks' vacation, they hurried to vacation ground. They swim and they fish, but that's what I do all year round. Bingo, bango, bongo. Don't want no sales tax, gas tax, income tax, poll tax, bright lights, false teeth, doorbells, landlords, jailhouse, shotgun, fish hooks, golf clubs. I got my spear, so no matter how they coax me, I'll stay right here. They have things like the atom bomb, so I think I stay where I am. Civilization, I'll stay right here.
Hello, hello. You are listening to Mariah Merlinite, the Boston Medium. your favorite psychic medium on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Reform Radio. Woo! We're almost out, skis. Not yet. Not yet. But it is the new moon, so what are you manifesting? I'm manifesting a new start. I want it all new. New energy. New energy. Just, you know, a playground of healthy relationships. I'm manifesting the things I already have, basically, because that's just the gratitude of getting more of what you already have. That is the key of life, of wanting what you already have. I believe that is the key of life. So just manifesting to continuously excel, becoming a new WMFO audio engineer, learning what I need to learn, and basically getting more bands on here. It's getting more music, more live music. And really setting that goal to have a band on my show and doing this live! And I'm really excited! Oh my god, I'm so excited for it! Oh my goodness! It's just a dream come true. It's definitely what we're working towards right now. It's just being able to be the best that I can be at it so I can help others and myself in musical freedom and just really just love life, creative expression. Continuously do my art. I've been getting back to art, more frequently. I've been doing it like once a week, but I really want to do it like more, like every day. So getting back to that, just continuously clearing energy, being happy, raising my vibration, just really being happy, finding that happiness within, just really happiness and more money. You can never manifest too much money. So definitely, I am a billionaire. So what is it? As you're listening to me go on about what I want to manifest, what do you want to manifest? You know, think about these things. What is it? You can have anything your heart desires, really. Life is good. Life is so good. Continuously manifest being in the best shape possible. I'm on my martial arts journey, so continuously being the most magical comic book Marvel character that I could be. Mariah the Boss Medium superhero Marvel comic book. Imagine that. And continuously being good at my training. Continuously staying healthy, staying fit, and connecting with the greatest good. To help all, everything good in the body system, everything good in the root chakra, so I can fill that out. As I said that, I literally felt the energy just get really high. As I said, I hope to be, you know, healthy so I can be here for other people and be a shining light for other people. And immediately I just felt that energy just like shoot right up. So it's amazing how when we're manifesting for ourselves and the things we need, and we're putting ourselves first, ultimately, we are doing this for everyone around us. So that's another thing, so you don't have to feel guilty about, you know, asking for some more money or the things you love. Just, you know, understanding. Plentitude, abundance, it's for everyone. It's for us, but it's also to multiply, to give, to share, to love. It's what the material world is, to experience this and to be able to enjoy the material world, but at the same time being able to disconnect from the attachment of it, but to be able to enjoy it. Does that make sense? Yeah. Yeah! All right. So we are almost out skis. Wow. This has been, you know, I did a lot of 50s today and a lot of vocal group harmonies. I was doing a lot of 50s and vocal group harmonies today, which is very interesting. Not so much of the country. So let's see what we have with some country. I do want to dabble in some Johnny Cash. You know, why not? Yeah, why not? Okay, so we're not out skis yet, but stay tuned. This is Paranormal Playground Sounds 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Reform Radio.
I I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds. Because you're mine, I walk the line. I find it very, very easy to be true. I find myself alone when each day's through. Yes, I'll admit that I'm a fool for you. Because you're mine, I walk the line. As sure as night is dark and day is light, I keep you on my mind both day and night. And happiness I've known proves that it's right. Because you're mine, I walk the line. You've got a way to keep me on your side. You give me cause for love that I can't hide. For you I know I'd even try to turn the tide. Because you're mine, I walk the line. I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds. Because you're mine, I walk the line.
Thank you for tuning in to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I love you so, so much. Ich liebe dich. Oh, ich liebe dich. And danke, deutsche Geister. Ich liebe dich. Danke, deutsche Geist. Ich liebe deutsche Maggie. I just spoke German. There you go. Wondering what I said? I said, I love you. Thank you, German spirit. I love German magic. So anyways, love you so much. This is 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm your host, Mariah Merlinite, the Boss Medium. Please join me every Tuesday from 6 to 8 p.m. for the Paranormal Playground Sounds regular hour of power, and get your supernatural fixed. I'm so grateful to be here. I feel so uplifted, as always, so high, so magical. I love this unity and this unison we all have together. I love you so much. Words can't express how much I love you. I can't say it enough. I love you, I love you. Is there a limit? No. I'm just bursting with love in my heart right now. Every time I come on here, okay? And now I have to be quiet and get off the air. Just kidding. I love you. Let's see. I'm trying to find something fun. Ooh, this is fun. Book of Love. Love you so much. Bye-bye.
I wonder who wrote the Book of Love. Romance in chapter 4, you break up
but you give it just one more chance.
Oh, I wonder, wonder who
wrote the book of love.
Baby, 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 I love you, yes I do. Well, it says so in this book of love, ours is the one that's true.
I wonder, wonder
who wrote the book of love. The meaning of romance. In chapter 4 you break up, but you give me just one more chance.
Oh, I wonder, wonder who
wrote the book of love.
Baby, 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 I love you, yes I do. Well, it says so in this book of love, ours is the one that's true.
Wonder, wonder
who wrote the book of love.